prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. Before we get started, we always have to acknowledge that Superhuman Radio is being made possible through a special grant from All American EFX and their parent company, All American Pharmaceuticals. You can learn more about them by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking one of the banner ads. During the first hour, we're going to be joined by my good friend Rob Regish as we perform the Blueprint Power Hour. Then during the second hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Siri Alstead to talk about metacognition and eating disorders. This is really going to be interesting, the mind of the person who suffers from eating disorders. But first, let's get started with Rob Regish. How are you doing, Coach Regish?
I'm doing fantastic. Fantastic for two reasons. One, there is one day left on my super sale for Progenidrex, which is my new supplement, over at PredatorNutrition.com. The discount code is USARocks. So if you buy one, you get the second at half price. And two, I just got back from the gym, and my neck is gaining like no tomorrow. I'm looking for those Frankenstein bolts somewhere where I can put it in.
What do you attribute it to?
Progressive resistance, and I'm only doing one work set with a neck harness. You know, now I'm varying rep ranges, of course, but it's worth noting this. The neck's always on display, and it grows fast, and I mean real fast. I had to go out and buy dress shirts the other day. I'm 18 and a half. So, you know, and I do not, I genetically have a chicken neck. So, you know, for the work that you invest in it, and how fast it responds, highly recommended.
Yeah, a lot of people forget about their neck, don't they? I mean, you can get your neck to grow just by doing things like heavy deadlifts and stuff, but direct neck work was always part of the routines for the fathers of physical culture. You know, people like Vince Gironda and those guys. I mean, they had those neck harnesses that they used to wear and just loop it through the hole in a plate, lay down on a bench. I mean, yeah, absolutely.
I've got one, the Hannibal Lecter mask.
Yeah. Let's get started. First question comes from Stephen Millott. He says, Rob, we met at the gym last week, and there's a dent in my car, and no, I'm looking. I've been looking at your website, and I'm very interested in the workout program that you offer. Do you think all the supplements you have on your website are necessary to take? I noticed many people talk about BCAAs and was wondering if that would be a good addition. If you have any additional advice or exact workouts that would be good for someone starting to work out like myself, let me know. Thanks for your help.
You know, I had the pleasure of meeting Steve a few weeks back, and he brings up an interesting question. So to clarify, no supplements are necessary to succeed using the Blueprint or any other program for that matter. And I felt so strongly about that, I put it on page one of the Blueprint 2.0, which forms the backbone to every other blueprint. So here it is, word for word. Let's be upfront about this. The Blueprint protocol is what's at the forefront here, not the supplements. If you do choose to use adaptive supplements, this protocol will maximize their impact and accelerate your results. Notice it wasn't the other way around. The supplement was going to, you know, make the program work. It's the training that comes first. Now, that's on page one for a reason, and it's staying there. It's always going to be there. In the 6 years, though, that I've been in business, I can recall only a handful of trainees that have gone sup-free out of the gate, although I encourage people to do that. Now, happy to say they gained just fine. Of course, when a quality supplement was added in later, and in particular Ecti, people got results faster, which shouldn't surprise anyone because the blueprint was originally written as an ectosterone optimal use protocol. So virtually any quality adaptogen will accelerate results. As for branched chain aminos, they're a solid investment. You can certainly do far worse. However, I do feel strongly that all 9 essential amino acids are superior in virtually every instance. That's why, they're the backbone of Synthogen, and it wouldn't be the same product without them. So, in summary, supplements are not necessary at all.
Hence the name supplements.
Yeah, and progressive resistance is what's necessary.
I got to tell you something. I got to jump in here because I got to tell you something. You know, it's been a long time since I've gotten serious about my training, but more importantly, my nutrition. I've always trained very, very hard and heavy, but I haven't always eaten right. I've fooled around with different protocols that I've talked about, combining intermittent fasting with feasting and peptides and all this other stuff. So I use January as a springboard like everybody else is using. And after the holidays, Elisa and I said, hey, we're going to go back to what's always worked for us because I want to rebuild my health equity. I think I've talked about health equity on other shows. If I haven't talked about it here, I believe that as every time you do it right, you train, you eat, you sleep, you do all the things right, you put a little equity into your health account.
And then, interesting way to think of it.
Yeah, and then when you have challenges in your life or you have one of those bang-up weekends where you drink a lot and party a lot, you kind of draw down on your health equity. Now, the goal is to always be in a positive balance. Never be in a position where you're going to be foreclosed upon and be evicted from your body, hence death.
Right.
So I've decided to start focusing on building my health equity again. And one of the ways I do it is wake up at 5 a.m. in the morning, have my first meal, go to the gym and train early, have my second meal, have my third meal, have my fourth meal, go home and have my fifth meal, and eat very clean. I'm eating basically chicken, flank steak, walnuts, sweet potatoes, broccoli, I know I'm forgetting something, apples. I mean, I have a short list of foods. Oh, plenty of mustard, because mustard makes boiled chicken tastes amazing, by the way, for those of you. And it's got turmeric in it, so hey. But anyway,
hey, good.
But I mean, it's amazing. I am responding so quickly, I forgot how anabolic eating the right foods every 3 hours can be without any supplements at all. It's amazing.
Yeah, and you know what? For what it's worth, going sup-free for a month or 2 months is going to show you exactly what their cost effectiveness is, because I know plenty of guys doing this. They're dropping $300-$400 a month or more on supplements, and if you drop them for a month and you don't notice much of a drop off, well, guess what? You just saved $300-$400 a month.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go on to the next question. Comes from Jonas Pena. Have you done any research on using intense red spectrum light to speed and enhance tissue therapy? I can actually talk about this. Dr. Stephen Folks has some interesting research on this. I'd love to hear your 2 cents. Perhaps this would be a good guest for Carl as well. Also, this week on BPPH, you discussed hot stuff and how people have a foundation set of sups that they take. I would like to hear you and Carl's top picks on foundation sups with the best cost-benefit ratio. These would be the sups for health, longevity, not necessarily strength and muscle. This is going to be easy for me because I just had to put all of mine in a bag. So I know what they are. Go ahead. You go first.
The tackle box, right? I can honestly say I haven't delved into this yet, but it sounds damn interesting. I did recall years ago, reading that literally seeing red through special red glasses increased strength. Now, I tried it, but I was too young and impatient at the time to compare lifts with and without. I think I still have those red glasses, though, and being a little more patient, I might revisit that experiment. I want you to notice, though, what Jonas just did, because it's significant, and I mean very significant. He's thinking outside the box, so to speak, right? Because everybody's looking for the next pill, powder, or potion, or the next training or diet system breakthrough. Nobody's looking, to my knowledge, or not many, at red spectrum light to improve recovery time. That kind of inquisitive mind begets advancing the state of the art. Because if red spectrum light cuts recovery time in half, or even by a third, that's huge, right? That'd be a huge breakthrough, which I'm guessing wouldn't require a huge financial outlay. And if so, I am all for it. Now, with respect to foundation supplements, I'll opt for the following. Everybody's got their favorite, so I might get some hate mail on this, but this is me. First, top of the list, a high-quality multivitamin, such as Life Extension Foundation's LEF mix, I think they call it, or a product called MultiLife. Three times a day, I like to take the following. A gram of vitamin C, 200 IU of natural vitamin E, and a couple hundred milligrams of RALA with 1 milligram of biotin. I don't take the RALA all the time. You're going to be hearing about that a little later. But it's just a nice way to keep oxidation in check. Alternatively, yerba mate extract daily, given the fact that it's loaded with more antioxidants and health-promoting polyphenols than even green tea. 3 to 6 grams of fish oil, I think that's a no-brainer, extra zinc and magnesium in citrate, aspirate, or picolinate form. And then finally, 3 milligrams of melatonin for all that it does. Here's my rationale. We have foiled the land so badly in this country, vitamin and mineral deficiencies are now widespread. I always recommend vitamins in the morning, minerals at night, as they naturally, minerals, relax the body. There is enough evidence to incorporate zinc and magnesium, in my opinion, as deficiencies are common, especially in North America. They also facilitate a good night's sleep, which is, right, another cornerstone of health. Fish oil, because you can Google the name of any disease or malady that you want, plus fish oil, and you'll likely find a study showing it helps or benefits it. Extra antioxidants in the form of vitamin C and E and RALA are warranted, given a plethora of studies showing they fight oxidation. The example, though, with C is, you know, at 60 milligrams or 90 milligrams, whatever the RDI or RDA is these days, yeah, that'll prevent scurvy. But the antioxidant benefits and other protective mechanisms kick in. You need to be in the gram range. ALA helps to regenerate CNE. It's both fat and water soluble, so you gain an advantage there. Again, I'm going to be speaking later to why I cycle that. But then finally, melatonin, as it's likely the most cost-effective health-promoting substance on the planet. And at the end of the day, I feel strongly that keeping inflammation and oxidation in check is the key to health, wellness, and quality of life. What I'm doing with this is correcting deficiencies, fighting inflammation, and slowing down the internal rusting or oxidation that's going on in your body. And therein lies the cornerstones of my strategy.
Okay, I'm going to try to do this very fast. Forget about red light and start looking at 880 to 890 nanometer near infrared light for speeding tissue repair and muscle growth. This is a discussion I had with Dr. Mauro Di Pasquale 7 or 8 years ago when I built a unit for my father, who was then suffering from diabetic neuropathy. And the FDA has approved the product by a company. The name is going to slip my mind here, but it'll come to me. Anodyne. And it is basically 880 nanometer LED pad. When put on directly on the skin, it penetrates 2.5 to 4 centimeters, depending on the density of the tissue, and liberates nitric oxide from hemoglobin. So if you supplement with some nitric oxide precursors like alpha-ketoglutarate or arginine or whatever you want, and then apply this near-infrared light to the muscles, it will stimulate repair. Because that's what they use it for in diabetic neuropathy. It repairs neuropathy, but it's also been approved for wound healing in people who are bedridden. It actually makes the wounds from being bedridden heal 10 times faster than just using ointments and changing dressings. So there's evidence of its tissue repair. Now, number one, look at that wavelength if you want to look into something for speeding up muscle repair. Number one. Number two, here's my short list of supplements. Real vitamin A, 8,000 IUs a day. GLC's new Actistatin, 6 caps a day. 1 to 3 packets of Lipo-C from Live On Labs, depending on how much I'm training. I use Lipo-R-Ala post-workout with my post-workout meal. It's 250 milligrams. It's a big dose. That's why I only use it on workout days. I use N-acetylcysteine, 1,200 milligrams 3 times a day for my liver. I use, isn't this funny? Now I'm going to forget. Zinc. It's a special chelated form of zinc that I use. It's got some sort of special name, Ablon or something like that. I also supplement with additional magnesium. I use my magnesium pre-bedtime with my 15 milligrams of melatonin. I do take... isn't this something? I just had to put all this stuff in a bag this morning. DHEA and pregnenolone twice a day with fatty meals. I know I'm forgetting things here because there was 10, 12 bottles that I had. Oh, CoQ10, and sometimes CoQ10 with PQQ. I always take CoQ10. Very, very important for those of us who are getting older for heart function.
And these are just our foundational supplements.
Yeah, these are the ones. I actually keep them in a bag so that I just grab the bag and take the bottles out. And then the other stuff that's not in the bag is like the sexy stuff. Like, oh, I'll try this. Like, I'm playing around with this new Ursabolic that I got from eFarm. But those are my foundational supplements right there.
Yeah, I mean, well, go with the tackle box. If you're at that level, I would definitely recommend the tackle box.
Yeah, I need something because I got the drawers. I got boxes out in the garage of supplements I don't even take anymore. People can have a party in my garage. Trust me on this. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned.
From the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Live On Labs. You too can benefit from Live On Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Live On Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium-chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And the single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
I know.
Hello, boys and girls.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
And this is my friend.
So Elisa just came in and she said, what about Primal D? And I forgot. I do. I spray Primal D on after I get out of the shower at the gym. And we're working on our own fish oil product. It's probably not going to be out till the last quarter of this year. But we're going to have a fish oil product that will end the need for shopping for any fish oil products ever again.
Beautiful.
It's going to have a higher concentration than what is considered pharmaceutical grade. It'll be, we just had the last batch tested and it was almost 90% pure, omega-3s.
Is it a liquid?
Yes, it is. It's an enterically coated gel cap because some people burp that stuff up. So it's enterically coated, so it'll get deep down into the intestines before it opens up, so there's no risk of it burping it back up.
Cool.
But, I mean, we're talking about above 85% purified fish oil. You really could just take one or two a day and be happy.
Excellent.
So, but, yeah, and I take my fish oil, too, because of inflammation. I'm sorry. I forgot to say Primal D. Elisa's like, what about Primal D? Yeah.
Your own product.
Yeah, no, I don't use that stuff. It's crap. All right, Kano Pepita says, a while back you said to retain water from doing the dreaded night pee, take some glycerol. Now looking at glycerol, it retains water. I don't understand. Okay, so I was thinking to look full, it's always a result of retained water glycogen in the muscles, yes? I have been playing around with putting 60 mLs of glycerol in my BCAAs as I'm working out to try to build more of a pump. Do you think this has any merit, and am I on the wrong page? I think it has absolute merit. What do you think?
Totally. You know, this goes back to probably the most well-received tip that I've ever given on this show, which is to say, there are a lot of us aging males that get up in the middle of the night. We need to use the bathroom. Well, one way to put a stop to that is glycerol, because it helps your body retain water. And he's asking a great question here, so I wanted to share my answer. This was on Facebook a couple of weeks ago. The extent of muscle fullness, though, it really is dependent on two things. How much glycogen you can store in the muscle, and how many high energy, hygroscopic compounds, creatine, phosphate, etc., you can jam in there, along with, of course, H2O. Because remember, the suffix is hydrate. For every gram of carb stored as glycogen in your muscles, it pulls in 3 grams of water with it, so automatically triples it. Now, you know, my two favorites, I'm biased, obviously, to do this, or I use Synthogen and Progenadrex. If you're not willing to use those or for whatever reason, I would suggest mixing up Carbolin, or if you can't get your hands on Carbolin, mango juice. Just make sure you're diluted a little bit because it's super sweet. Add in creatine, orotic acid, essential amino acids, and some TMG, trimethylglycine. Since you probably won't find orotic acid in bulk, I would suggest 10 grams of glutamine peptides and or 2 to 4 grams of taurine instead. You wash that down with 2 tablespoons of liquid glycerin. What happens is this. These hygroscopic amino acids, glutamine, taurine, trimethylglycine, along with these muscle substrates, they all sit in muscle cells and attract water, lots of it. Glycerin is the slam dunk because it pulls water from under the skin, right, making sure it goes into the muscle. And it really is an amazing trick. However you do it, the glycerol trick is it's a slam dunk. Even a tablespoon. I have seen 1 tablespoon of liquid glycerol make a dramatic difference in a guy's vascularity. But it takes some practice. And more than anything, I'm talking about timing. It's not immediate. For some people, it takes 60 minutes. For others, it's 90 or 2 hours. Just practice it. And finally, for reasons I haven't yet figured out, the same cannot be said about glycerol monostearate, which is the powdered form. The much stronger cosmetic effect you will get from the liquid glycerin.
Okay, real quick. John Schaefer was on my show probably 3, 4, maybe 5 years ago. He trains MMA fighters. One of the tricks that he talked about on the show was a lot of times these guys have to lose a massive amount of weight in order to make weight.
Yeah.
So they spend a lot of time in hot boxes and doing cardio and sweating it out. They get on the scale and they're down at the weight they need to be. The next morning, they're 6, 7, 8, 9 pounds heavier. How do they do it? 2 tablespoons of glycerol in water 3 to 4 times, and boom, they blow up like an inflatable raft. And it's all fluid in the muscle, number one. Number two, if you go to superhumanradio.com, you can buy a 2.2-pound jug, a kilo jug of Carbolin, for $24.98, just look for the banner ad in the Carl Recommends area and click it. So there you go.
Excellent.
Got everything you need. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more The Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned.
From the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoForce is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoForce and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoForce banner today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be. Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
We do what we do. If good girls get down on the floor, tell me how low will a bad girl go? She gotta pick it up.
Welcome back. Later in the show, we're going to be joined by Dr. Siri Alstadt to talk about metacognition and eating disorders, especially for those of you who have clients, you train clients. It's an important distinction between the mindset of the person with an eating disorder when trying to help them cope. Okay, this next question comes from Paul Vachon. How do you pronounce his name, Rob?
Vachon was okay. What I got.
He says, "Hey, Rob, I love the show and I tune in every week. Great stuff. My question involves growth hormone. As I'm 55 years old and really feeling the effects of injuries and aging, etc., without resorting to injections of peptides, what is a natural athlete to do? More importantly, what do you think is effective?"
Well, it's a timely question because I've been contemplating the same for some time now, given the injuries that I keep having to deal with. And while testosterone replacement therapy is gaining widespread popularity and in some corners acceptance, GH has lagged somewhat. And I see that purely as a function of cost. Most insurance companies are not going to cover GH, and it's an arm and a leg to get the genuine article. First, I do think GH's effects are dependent upon having optimal testosterone levels, because time and time again, even when GH was new, reports came flooding back that, you know, this growth hormone is no miracle until they started using it, higher doses of it, with tests. Now, assuming that's the case, there are a few tricks up natural athlete sleeves that you can use when the time is right. So here they are in no particular order. 1, lactic acid tolerance training. What this is working quickly through a series of movements with little to no rest, right, through exercises, little to no rest, in a higher rep range, and repeating those loops after a short break. Now consider that the typical amount of GH that a pro bodybuilder injects every day is actually smaller, a smaller amount than that that's released by the pituitary during this type of training. In fact, if the program is done correctly, GH production is 9 times above normal. And you heard me right, 9 times above normal. That's not just me talking. Charles Poliquin's on record as saying that. Now, tip number 2, GABA. We also know 3 grams of GABA, gamma aminobutyric acid, taken pre-workout raises biologically active GH no less than 480%. And this was in trainees with an average age of 23, so they weren't gaming this. The subjects there were training using 70% of their one rep max. That they did one set of each exercise, and they rested 1 minute in between sets. The whole workout, I guess, lasted 15 minutes. Next, we have mucuna purines, which is a rich source of L-DOPA, and quality 98% extracts are out there available now for dirt cheap if you know where to look. The real upside for mucuna, it boosts both testosterone and growth hormone. So, you know, you cover two bases with one shot. Finally, there's plain old fasting. In a study that was conducted at the University of Virginia, researchers saw that after 24 hours of fasting, growth hormone levels increased 2,000% above baseline. So, what would happen if somebody fasted for, say, the better part of a day, and they took 3 grams of GABA, some mucuna purines, and followed that up with one of these lactic acid tolerance training sessions? You know, I think the smart money would be on a hell of a increase in GH. However, and this is the important part that I want people to ask, this is the real question to ask yourself is this: does that transient, albeit massive, increase in growth hormone help somebody build muscle and burn fat faster than they otherwise would? The problem is that science has not answered that question yet. However, I do feel strongly the answer in the long run is going to be yes.
The only thing I would have to question is the negative feedback loops in the body that are designed to keep growth hormone from reaching the types of levels that are required for the types of superphysiological effects that we see from direct frank injections. And the growth hormone response to lactic acid training is intramuscular. And I'm not discounting it. In fact, it may be more appropriate than circulating growth hormone levels during training if you're looking for increases in muscle landscape changes. But if you're looking for soft tissue changes, chondrocyte growth in the knees, you're looking for tendons and ligaments to be upregulated, you're going to need a little bit more than that. And the body is very, very efficient at keeping those ranges from getting too high.
So, somatostatin, right?
Yeah. Well, somatostatin is just one of the mechanisms that are designed to suppress growth hormone. But so I think that fasting followed up by some of these supplements followed up by lactic acid training would not necessarily bring you into the same range as doing 15 IUs a day of frank growth hormone. And that's what's going to, unfortunately, reverse the aging clock for many people. So I would also say to this listener, I understand your desire. I had to make this decision in 2007, right? So
yeah.
In 2007, 2005 through 2007, I started struggling with testosterone levels, and I started to have some real, real damning symptoms. And I had to make a decision. I kept trying to use things to raise my natural testosterone levels. And by the way, as Rob points out, raising testosterone levels raises estrogen, and raising estrogen raises growth hormone, by the way. Okay. So it's not testosterone that raises growth hormone. It's conversion to estrogen. But I had to get to the point where I was thinking to myself, okay, what is it that I'm trying to double and triple? If my normal levels of a hormone are 70 to 80% less than they were when I was a young man, doubling them and tripling them is still not going to get them into the range of when I was a young man. And so there comes a time for all men and women to consider the reality that secretagogues are just not going to get the job done. And then you should look at peptides that are powerful secretagogues that can actually influence a very, very high production of growth hormone, such as CJC 1295, or just going right to the Frank growth hormone injections. You don't need a lot of growth hormone to see the benefits of it. You just have to be patient and wait for them. So while these modalities that Rob points out are very, very good, very, very effective, sometime up the road, you're going to have to make a decision. Well, these aren't really working anymore either. Where do I go now? And the answer is you either go to the injectable peptides or you ease into old age. That's your choice.
Yeah.
That's it. That's really it. Yeah. And the reason that growth hormone has not received widespread acceptance, quite frankly, is not just the cost, because the cost would come down if people started buying it, and people can't buy it because doctors won't prescribe it. And the reason doctors won't prescribe it is because it has a corollary linkage. I want to say casual linkage, but most doctors would argue that it's not casual linkage to cancer. You know, doctors love to say that IGF-1 levels fuel cancer growth, and they're right, but so does oxygen and carbohydrates and everything else. So it's not the IGF-1. It's not the oxygen. It's not the carbohydrates. It's the cell that flips into a cancer cell that consumes all good things in mass quantities, including growth factors. The reason that you're not going to see widespread acceptance of growth hormone, unfortunately, is because of the demonizing that it's received for the past three decades. First, when it was pituitary derived, and it was dangerous because they were taking it from cadavers. And then once it was synthesized in widespread use, the cancer community saying, oh, this is dangerous. You know, people start taking this stuff, they're all going to have cancer, which isn't true, because if that was the case, every 12-year-old kid would have cancer when his growth hormone is raging. But that's the real reason, in my humble opinion, that it hasn't received widespread acceptance. But that's going to change. It may take another 10 years. Once they start to say, you know what? It's not the growth hormone. It's not the IGF-1. It's not the glucose. It's not the oxygen. It's not all these other things. Even thymusin beta-4 is implicated in cancer.
Yeah.
But it's not what's causing the cancer. It's just feeding the cancer. Cancer is an evolutionary cell that has learned how to survive better than every other cell in your body by consuming mass quantities of all resources that the body provides. It's not a dumb cell. It's a very intelligent cell. I mean, so...
It's good advice. It's a quality of life issue.
Yeah, there you go, man. You try these things here. They work for you. You milk it for as long as it works for you. But at some point in time, you're going to be faced with the question, is now the time? All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water, and it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. Due to my long-windedness, there's two questions that we haven't been able to get to that we'll get to next week. One of them is from Steve Kurtzman, and the other one is, let's see, who is it from, Rob? I'm looking at the, it looks like it was from Pete Schindler. So Pete Schindler, I apologize, yeah. It's my fault, not Rob's, and we promise that they'll get answered at the top of the show next week, because we have to move on to the blueprint tip of the day, which is the disease. What disease are we talking about here, Rob?
Well, it's serious. So you're going to hear me strike a serious tone now as I read through it, because I'm going to reveal some very painful and personal details about what I call the disease. And that's the obsession with all things muscle, you know, body dysmorphia and the damage it can do to you and those around you. Now, I know a lot of you guys have it, and a fair number of women suffer from it too, just in reverse. It is predicated on a physical ideal that's unobtainable, and Madison Avenue, as well as more than a few supplement companies, like it that way. The disease for me started early, right? Because at a buck 43 at 6 feet tall, I knew I was lacking in the muscle department. Life, and in particular, my mood revolved all around numbers, pounds on the scale, weight on the bar, and whether or not the tape measure was making bigger circles. I wasn't too particular either about what kind of weight I was adding. I just knew I needed more. So here's how it went. If my weight my weight or other measurements were if they were up that day, I was in a great mood. Man, I was on cloud nine. If they were down, though, I got depressed and then even more determined to do something about it. The upside, the apex of the disease, is that it's a fuel more powerful than any anabolic steroid out there, because I was willing to do anything, eat or drink anything, that would get me to 200 pounds, which in my mind at that time was enormous. There was no pain I wasn't willing to endure, no wretched weight gainer I wouldn't down, nor any training technique I wouldn't try. I didn't discriminate. And I only had one simple rule. It had to be legal. Not necessarily safe, just legal. There is a difference. The disease's bright side, right, reached an apex for me at age 25. I hit 252 pounds. I did it using Dr. Marvati's Di Pasquale's anabolic diet. I got 4,800 calories a day from 2 cups of vegetable oil, mixed in 8 scoops of whey protein.
Ew.
And another 2,000 calories or so from whole food. So the question is this. What drives a man to drink 2 cups of vegetable oil a day? The disease does.
Surely not the after effects of spending time in the bathroom. That's
no, sure. No. Although you'd be surprised how your body adapts.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it reached its lowest point and its darkest point in January of 2011. Right, when I almost bought the farm from Rabdo. Now, I'm not going to go into it. I've told this story before. I'm not going to rehash the particulars. But suffice it to say, you can off yourself if you overdo it in the gym, which is simply a consequence of your kidneys not being able to excrete all of the muscle breakdown byproducts that are generated fast enough. It can and has killed people. I was one of the lucky ones. The reason I'm telling you this, many of you have the disease. And when you're stressed out, you're going to be tempted to turn to the one place where it all makes sense and you feel in control, the gym or the weight room. You're going to find comfort. You're going to feel in control in there, where you and only you call the shots. Do not let the disease fool you. Don't let it get in the way of holidays, birthdays, anniversaries, or other life goals you may have. You need to recognize and control the disease. Do not allow it to control you. Now, I have come to understand that this sport attracts addictive personalities. Just know thyself, because truer words were never spoken. If you have the disease, even in its mildest form, get help. Get help now. Just talking to a friend or a family member will help. It may even save your life, because rhabdo symptoms are not unlike a narcotic overdose. You know, all that dead tissue floats around, not just your body, but your brain, and it causes a lot of mental confusion and disorientation, meaning it's not the first thing the EMTs are going to suspect, and every second counts. The faster they can get an IV in you and flush your system with water, the better. Because until then, the liver and kidneys can't clear all that creatine kinase, which is the breakdown of muscle tissue, can't clear it fast enough. And yes, you can die from it. You will probably lose consciousness before you know something's wrong, right? Now, there are a few warning signs. Unusually dark urine is one of them, right? But there is no splitting headache that precedes an aneurysm. It's not like an elephant sitting on your chest prior to a heart attack. Rhabdo is sneakier than that. And, you know, it's bad news and probably the worst manifestation of the disease, or at least the most lethal. Finally, it's my belief that you're never really cured of this. I see it as akin to having diabetes. You can never really shake it, just manage it such that it doesn't compromise the length or especially the quality of your life. So something to be mindful of before you, you know, you next step into a weight room.
And rhabdo may be the least of your concerns, to be honest with you. Your your affliction, for lack of better terms, may present itself in other ways that make you antisocial, that make you intolerant of other people because they don't share your same dreams and desires and drive. You really have to be aware. And that's what we talk about on this show, about being, you know, the superhuman lifestyle is not just about training and eating and sleeping and repeating, which is a very monolithic lifestyle that it will be very, very boring and lack satisfaction as you age. You may be able to do that for years with guided drive, but you're not going to be able to do it forever. But the reality is that you must also have other interests and you must do other things and you must interact. And these could be some of the earlier signs. If you are avoiding getting together with relatives because you're going to have to bring your food with you, it's like, who cares? Bring your food with you or have a cheat meal that day, or don't even say anything and just eat what you want to eat and not what they want you to eat. But rhabdo by far could probably be considered, a form of obsessive compulsive disorder. When you train to the extent that you start to damage your body, you actually are now, your training is actually being an insult to your health, an insult to your physiology. That you got a problem. You have a problem.
Yeah, yeah. And it's, you know, the disease is as much mental as it is physical. When your vocabulary consists of sets, reps, and protein shakes, there's a problem. When you wake up thinking about it, you're daydreaming about it at work, and you go to bed thinking about it, there's a problem. There is a time and a place. And ironically enough, as I started to shake it in my 30s, my progress actually got better because I wasn't obsessing over it every minute of every day. But that was a hard lesson to learn. And I did not know, you know, that I had this disease until that time. I had, 15 years of training under my belt at that point. But it's masked because as a healthy activity. And actually, you know, training with weights is a healthy activity. The problem comes in when too much was never enough, you know. When I always wanted more, always. I still do. I have to remind myself, too much is too much.
Well, and also if your goal is the effects of training on your physique, and you know that you are now doing things that are going to hamper your physique through injury to your physiology, then you should back off. If you don't back off, then your training is not about your physique at all. Your training is just an extension of some obsessive compulsive disorder.
Yeah.
So that's an easy one to pick. Rob Regish, as always, thank you for what you do here on Superhuman Radio for the Blueprint Power Hour.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And don't forget, one more day over at PredatorNutrition.com, my new supplement, Progenadrex. Buy one, get one, half price. The code is USA Rocks.
And the delivery to the USA is super duper fast. So don't be concerned. People are getting their packages in record time. So check it out. All right, Rob, we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Carl.
All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to actually address slightly some of the things that Rob was just talking about. When we talk about metacognition, the ability to manipulate learning to fit your desired effect individuals with eating disorders. Stay tuned.
Bring it back down tonight.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today. Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline, and medium chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad. The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. Metacognition and eating disorders. Metacognition is the ability to understand, control, and manipulate your own cognitive process. And we're being joined by Siri Alstadt. How you doing, Siri?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. So, and I understand that this was research that you had done before. You are no longer working in this area, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. But this still is an important discussion. So explain to the audience, first of all, how metacognition affects eating disorders in general and what the objective of the research paper that you were one of the authors of had to do.
Yes, thank you. Well, we wanted to look at metacognition because it has been done a lot of research, especially in depression and like anxiety disorders. And we wanted to look a little bit more at what role it plays in eating disorders, because metacognition is very much tied to processes like worry, rumination, and threat monitoring, looking for threats in your environment.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to see like how much are eating disorder patients affected by this, and how much is this transdiagnostic? Maybe it's the same processes going on in different disorders.
So an example of metacognition in an eating disorder would be somebody who suffers from body dysmorphia, right? Somebody who can see, they can see how skinny they're getting, for instance, in anorexia nervosa. But what mm-hmm. they're telling themselves is that they're not skinny enough. Is this an example, a simple example of metacognition?
An example of metacognition would be like, what do you think about your thoughts? For example, if I worry a lot about food, then I might get fat, for example. Or I have to worry a lot to not get fat. Could be for different versions. Because if I think about food constantly, then maybe I'll keep my weight down. If I keep on planning and calculating all the calories all day, then I'll be slim, for example. And that's kind of thoughts that might influence the way you think. Because if you think that's a good idea to do that, then you might be calculating and worrying and thinking about your next meal, planning it all day, and you'd be kind of trapped.
So that's just one aspect of metacognition, a hypervigilance. But it's what it is basically the process of how you think, or how often you think, or what you think about things, and your belief that thinking about them is going to have an effect on them.
Yes, your beliefs about your thoughts could be positive, like worrying will help me. Like to keep my weight down, or it could be negative. Thinking about food all day will make me crazy, for example. Then it's a negative metacognition.
Interesting. Okay, so describe the study and the design of the study. How many individuals actually participated in the study?
We recruited 53 women with eating disorders, and they were at specialized eating disorder clinics. So we give them like questionnaires on metacognition and questionnaires on eating disorder symptoms in the last month. And we also gave it on the, like an internet survey to the control groups.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was like, sent out on social media, blogs, and anyone could answer them. And they also had to answer if they had a history with eating disorders or they had some disordered eating, but not an eating disorder, or no problems with eating at all. And those four groups were compared. And like, how much do you have these dysfunctional metacognitions, and are they related to the degree of eating disorder symptoms? So, for example, if you really think worrying about food is harmful for you, do you also have a lot of symptoms, or are these unrelated? But in the study, they were related, very much related.
Now, these were all women, right?
Yes, they were all women.
Why? Why all women?
It was only women in the clinics at the time. So that's why we also wanted only women in the control groups, just for comparison. If there had been men, it would have been great, and we would also have had men in the control group.
Does this type of...
Because of the...
Do these eating disorders, mm-hmm. like anorexia nervosa, bulimia nervosa, do they strike men as frequently, or do they strike women more frequently than men?
They strike women more frequently than men, but they absolutely also strike men. But more frequently in women, yes.
These eating disorders have one interesting... characteristic, and that they're all brought about by perception. What I mean by that is it's not a physiological or biological adherence to or restriction as a result of, let's say, well, if you don't eat carbohydrates, they give you gas, so you don't eat carbohydrates anymore. These are all a result of what a person thinks about food, body weight, and body image, as opposed to what these foods actually do physiologically and biologically to the body. So it could it be easily said that all eating disorders result from the brain, from how people perceive their environment and themselves?
I think in many cases, yes, but it can also be a way of taking control. For some people, it can be a way of everything else in your life, or some aspects are very much out of control, and it's very diffuse, and it's harder to know if somebody, for example, if someone likes you, or if you can navigate in the social environment. It's easier to see a concrete number on the scale and kind of translate it to I'm successful, for example. I'm taking control of my weight, the scale, or the amount of training I'm doing, because that's not easy at all, but it's a more concrete way of defining success than, for example, if your rest of your life is in very much out of control.
Oh.
There can be many different reasons. For some, it's more about weight and shape and the way you feel about yourself and the way
right.
you accept yourself. And for others, it can be control, for example.
So
maybe other things I've left out.
What? So let's talk about the study itself. So what were the results? What did you learn when you looked at these groups of women?
Yeah, we can see that the women with eating disorders, they had a higher degree of the maladaptive metacognitions, which means that you think to a higher degree that worrying is going to make you mad, or it's going to be very useful for you, or rumination, or it's useful for you to keep lookout for bad thoughts, for example, to be very aware of these thoughts. And the people without an eating disorder, they believe these things to a lesser degree. And also, it was very much related to the degree of eating disorder symptoms.
So
if you had a very, the last month, lot of eating disorder symptoms, you're more likely to have a higher degree of maladaptive metacognition.
Okay, so, and I just want to be clear about this. So those individuals who had positive beliefs that worrying about their diet and their food, they were the ones that tended to have more frequent eating disorders, or a greater degree, or greater, what's the word I'm looking for, severity of eating disorders. Is that correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
So a positive belief.
But the worrying doesn't have to be just about the food. Is like worrying in general, like what if this happens? What if this person doesn't like
right,
me? It's
right.
useful for me to worry. It can be a source of worries. But it still was related to eating disorders severity, yeah.
And because there are a lot of people out there who suffer from this type of metacognition that don't necessarily turn to eating disorders. I mean, there's a lot of people out there who worry about everything. They worry about things that aren't necessary to worry about, because they, somewhere along the line, they got the message, and it probably was modeled by a parent in most cases, that worrying about things was what you do. It's the right way to do things. Worry about the children, worry about them getting home safe, worrying about where's my husband, worrying about is dinner going to be good, worry. There are people out there who their normal mode of thought process is to worry, but not all people who do that have eating disorders, right?
No, absolutely not. No.
So where
I think
does
that's,
good, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, because the metacognitive theory, it focuses a lot about on something they call the cognitive attentional syndrome, which includes these processes like worrying, which is about the future, what's going to happen, and rumination, which is about the past, what have I done, what kind of terrible person am I, and threat monitoring, looking out for, is somebody watching me, am I doing something bad, and the last one is the ineffective coping strategies, which can vary a lot, and for some people it can be disordered eating, and for other people it can be just avoid the difficult situation so I don't have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Can be completely different strategies you turn to.
Okay. Go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead. No. Mm-hmm. Finish your thought, please.
No, just going to say that like worrying and ruminating over stuff is very much normal. Everyone is going to be a little worried and ruminate about something bad you've done. But it's kind of the degree, and if that's your only way of meeting bad thoughts or coping with bad thoughts, then it can lead to, it doesn't have to, but it can lead to a lot of stress and problems. But to worry and ruminate a little bit is completely normal.
Okay, we're going to take a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up on the other side. We're talking right now with Siri Alstead. We're talking about metacognition and eating disorders. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. We're talking right now with Siri Alstad. We're talking about metacognition and eating disorders. So it's clear that people who suffer from eating disorders have issues with metacognition. Are there rudimentary ways to deal with this type of behavior, Siri? Ways that a person can kind of break this bad habit? Maybe that's the way it should be dealt with, instead of looking at eating disorders from a nutritional standpoint, but instead looking at the way these people worry about things?
It seems like it could be a very helpful supplement, at least, because it's it seems like not only for eating disorders, but a lot of other psychological disorders, many people can get very fixed in their way of thinking. And then, like you said, like breaking it up, being a little bit more flexible and not returning to those patterns can be a very, very helpful way of looking at it.
Now, these individuals, these were older women, right?
I think they ranged from 17 to 51 years old.
Okay. Now, you're working mm-hmm. specifically with teenagers now, right?
Yes. I've started at a new job with teenagers, 13 to 18.
What about teenagers? Do you see this same issue with metacognition in teenagers, or does it take longer for people to kind of get locked into this mode?
I think the most it's been done more research on the adult population, but I think we can see, at least I recognize the pattern with the younger ones as well, but it's more, verbalized or set sometimes in adults, but you can see like sort of the patterns.
Do you see, when you work with teenagers, do you also meet with their family?
Yes, it's very important. Absolutely. Family is a huge part of treatment with the teenagers.
Do you see these traits in the parents that the children are suffering from as well?
Many times, yes, but it can be different. Like, expressions or way of dealing with it. But somewhat like the underlying pattern can be the same, but the way of coping with it.
Gotcha.
Like, adults will have a lot of bigger arena to unfold than kids.
Because I have this.
I think you mentioned it earlier that they have that they pick up from their parents. Like, for example, worrying. If that's helpful for you, if your mom is worrying constantly, then it makes sense to think that
right.
I should worry too. This might be dangerous. I live in a dangerous world.
You see, what worrying. The reason that we gravitate to the news, which always brings us negative information about war and murders and fires and death, the reason that we gravitate towards that, because mm-hmm. it's part of our 4.6 million year evolutionary process, was to be hypervigilant about the dangers and threats in our environment. And so, this was something that, unlike the buffalo, for instance, let's look at the American buffalo on the American plain. There could be a herd of 500 or 600 buffalo, and one man on a mountaintop could kill 100 of them in an afternoon. That he would shoot one, it would fall, none of the other buffalo would even pay attention and run. They would just keep standing there eating the grass. They were oblivious to their environment, and as a result of lacking that level of hypervigilance and paying attention to their environment, the American frontier was almost completely wiped out of the American buffalo because of the ease in which they were killed and harvested. And we had actually put preservation steps in place to protect them because they were too dumb to protect themselves. I'm sorry, I'm just saying it this way. But humans, we have the gift, an evolutionary gift of hypervigilance, and we want to know What are the dangers in our environment? This is why people love to watch the news in the evening. You would think that we would turn it off. Oh, I don't want to see murder and fires and danger and terrorists. No, but we love that because we want to be in touch with the dangers in our environment. We love that. So worrying is actually part of our evolutionary gifts that help to protect us. But like so many of these gifts, they could develop into almost like a neuroses where you take it to extremes that they were never meant to. And I always like to say that, you know, the story of Dracula and the vampire, right? So you're a human being. The vampire bites you and now you're indoctrinated. You're a vampire. You must live out that way as well. Parents don't realize it, but they're like vampires. The way they act in their home, they transfer those traits and those habits to their children, who then transfer them to their children, and generation after generation, they pass them on. So if you are a parent who realizes that you are a chronic worrier, all you do is worry about this and worry about that, and worrying doesn't change the outcome of anything, by the way, you have a decision to make. If you can't do it for yourself, if you have young children in your household, do it for them. Don't be the vampire that bites them. Don't give them this trait so that they live it out. You can stop it right now in your generation. So it's that's why I asked if you see the parents and if you notice some of these same traits in them, because almost always someone in the family is already this way and the child is really mirroring and emulating behavior that's learned in the household. Would you agree with that?
To a large degree, yes, but also, fortunately, especially in teenagers, they usually gravitate also to their peers. So they can get lucky and get a good group of peers and get some new input and find out that, what my parents are doing, I will try not to follow that too much. But sometimes you can find peers who are very similar to you and you don't get a new input.
Yes, that's a great point. And so you're right. There are other examples of behavior out there that children need to turn to. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with Siri Alstead.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein, and egg. Quality protein sources with carbs. Herbalin, free alkaline, and medium chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing Carbalin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cree alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception, because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Okay, go on.
Here we go.
Take two.
I got one, two, three, four.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
We're talking with Siri Alstad. We're talking about metacognition and eating disorders. So, Siri, can you give me some real-world examples of metacognition that we see all the time?
Yeah, sure. Because I think that one important aspect is that metacognition in itself is not a dangerous thing. It's just the way you relate to your thoughts. For example, my thoughts are bad, they can harm me, or if you look at a random person walking at the street and you think, what if I stick my foot out and make him trip and fall over? And you think, oh no, I can't think that, that's a dangerous thought. If I think that, I'm a bad person. And that's an example of the way you think about your thoughts. The initial thought, what if I make him trip? That's just the concrete level, your thought. And what do you think afterwards? Like, oh no, that's a bad thought. That makes me a bad person. I can't think like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's one example of metacognition. And one example, you mentioned the evolution and way of monitoring for threats.
Right.
Imagine like you're a teenager and you're starting a new school next day. And lying in your bed and you're thinking about, okay, new school, I don't know anyone. And you're pretty nervous and you're thinking about, what if they don't like me? Where am I going to sit? Are they going to see that I'm, do I have to present myself? Are they going to hear that I'm quivering in my voice? What if I sweat? What if they laugh at me? What if I blush? And all these worries. And you think, a metacognition example would be if you think, it's useful for me to think over all these things because then I will be prepared. If I have thought over every possible scenario that can happen tomorrow, new day at school,
mm-hmm.
that it could help me. It's good to worry. But then you get trapped because you think, oh, I'm going mad thinking over all these things and I'm just getting even more nervous. Then you think the metacognition here is worrying makes me mad. And then you're kind of trapped between it makes me prepared and it makes me mad. And thinking these things like the night before your first day at school, it's very normal being nervous for that. But imagine doing that like every night and thinking over, oh, tomorrow I'm going to have this lecture and what if they see me? What if I say something bad or the awful thing I did yesterday, ruminating over that? And then you can kind of relate to like the severity of it. If you think, if you really dig yourself deep down to these thoughts every night and that's what I meant when talking about getting out of the pattern,
mm-hmm.
because the brain sort of gets wired into a sort of pathway. If you do that, like every night, if that's the way of thinking, you get a thought, oh, school tomorrow, and then you get into your pattern. What if this, what if that? How can you turn it? How can you stop that and get a new way of looking at it?
Yeah, and it's almost like
it comes
with age too. So I think the normal progression of worry and then developing not necessarily a tolerance to worry, but learning what's worth worrying about and what's not worth worrying about may be the borderline that the person who suffers from these metacognitive issues and the average person kind of divide. And what I mean by that is when you're young, you're worried about being accepted. You're worried about getting to class on time. You're worried about doing well on a test. You worry about all these things. But I've had these discussions with my own children. But when you live through them, you realize that you didn't die. You realize that it wasn't the worst thing in the world for someone who didn't like you in sixth grade. And you acquire sort of an immunity to worrying about those things. So then you start to worry about new things that you don't have answers to. But in theory, as you age, you should stop worrying about the things you used to worry about when you were a child, like the boogeyman living underneath your bed. And you start worrying about more important things, like the economy is down and my industry is suffering. Will I lose my job? So I think that maybe people who have these metacognitive hyper intensities, they kind of never ever relinquish worrying about anything. They never get to the point where, oh, I don't have to worry about that anymore because I know that's not going to happen. They just continually worry because the state of worry, the maybe even the brain chemistry that worrying produces almost becomes where they feel most comfortable. What do you think about that?
Yeah, absolutely. And there are ways to kind of to train yourself to try to get new ways of handling it and try to be aware of what are your triggers. For example, is it the economy or is it people like you? And maybe you have many like trigger areas that makes you start to worry or ruminate, think about the bad things you've done in the past, for example. And try to be aware of it and try to really just stop it to see it, put it very easily, and do other things than worrying and try to become aware of, does it really help you? Like if you make an experiment, for example, and tomorrow I'm going to worry a lot about, for example, a lecture I'm going to give tomorrow. And then the day after tomorrow, I'm not going to worry before that lecture and compare which one did really go well. And how did I feel in those two situations when I really deliberately tried to worry a lot beforehand and when I really deliberately tried not to, for example? And try to get a more aware relationship to the way you relate to your thoughts. And maybe it's comfortable, but comfortable usually means that that's what you've always done. And it's not comfortable to change, but it doesn't mean that comfortable is the right thing for you.
Right.
It can be uncomfortable to change, but it can be the right thing for you in the long run.
There's an old saying that a person can get used to hanging if they hang long enough. Now, obviously, if somebody hangs you by your neck, you're going to die. But the notion is you can become accustomed to anything. When Senator John McCain, who is the senator from Arizona here in the United States, he was a prisoner of war for many, many years during the Vietnam War. He lived in a small little cage for years. When he was finally freed and came home, he couldn't sleep in a bed for the first year and a half that he was home. He would get in the bed and try to fall asleep. He couldn't fall asleep. He would go on the floor and he'd fall asleep. So he got used to the hard surface being the norm for him. And even though that was his comfort, it wasn't a good comfort, and he eventually had to revert back to sleeping in a bed. But the point is, as you so eloquently point out, just because this feels comfortable to you doesn't mean it's the right thing for you. And I come from a household, my mother worried about everything. I remember when my sister worked in Manhattan, if the train was late, she would start worrying that my sister was dead. The thoughts that would come to her mind were not appropriate, given that the train was, we know trains are late. This train is only 10 or 15 minutes late. You should not immediately go, oh, she's dead. Maybe if she was missing for 24 or 48 hours, then you could go, oh, maybe she got killed. But a 10-minute late train should not drive you to that point where you think the person is dead. And she would send my father up to the train station. And my father would say to me, what can I do? She's driving me crazy. I have to go up there and wait for the train. She thinks I'm going to pull the train in, like by me being there, that your sister's going to get home faster. But these are the unusual thoughts that people who suffer from this type of metacognition are hostage to. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That sounds like an example of like worrying. It makes me prepared. For example, it prepares me for the catastrophe of something bad happened on the train or something. But if you really go deep into it and think, can you really be prepared by worrying over it? And how do you know that you were preparing for the right catastrophe?
Right.
Because you never know what's going to happen. If you're going to try to worry about everything that's going to happen, then you have a really busy day ahead of you because you don't know. And what if, just a mind experiment, what if that doesn't happen? But something very awful but completely different happened. Then what? Then you have like wasted that time and energy worrying over one thing, and then suddenly there's another thing. Does that mean that you're not prepared? Will you not be able to cope with another event happening? And usually we humans are very much equipped to handling unexpected like crises and things that happen to us. So we don't really have to be spending all that time worrying. Because what if that actual event happened? Will you then think, oh, well, great, I'm very much prepared because I have thought about everything that will happen? Most probably not, because it will. If you have worried or not worried, it will be an awful event. So the kind of the moral of the story is then don't spend your energy on it if it doesn't help you. If it makes probably the day worse.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take our last commercial break, and we'll wrap up the interview when we come back. We're talking with Siri Alstead. We're talking about metacognition in general now, but also how it affects eating disorders. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of prealkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference.
Papa Biz since 1935.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Siri Allstad. We're talking about metacognition and eating disorders and metacognition in general. It may not be manifesting itself as an eating disorder in your life, but this type of behavior obviously takes its toll on all people in different ways. What do you hope clinicians, psychologists, psychiatrists, people who deal with eating disorders, what do you hope they take away from your research, Siri?
I hope just the sort of the focus on like being more flexible in your mindset and how that can help you in the way you deal with a lot of problems, not just the eating disorder, but more in general. And then the eating disorder itself can be like one area of your life, but these things can manifest in many areas. And to be more aware of, because if you have this worrying ruminations, metacognitions, like a little, if you're aware of them, then maybe you can really pick them out when a person is talking to you. They can be very like disguised, but people can drop things, sentences, and then you see that that's the way of relating to your thoughts. For example, one thing can be self-punishment and thinking that, if I've done something bad, I have to spend time thinking about every aspect that I did bad so I can be better the next time. But does that really help you, or does that turn your confidence level down a notch? That's the way of ruminating in your bad experiences. And if you can spot them in yourself, the way you cope with thoughts and relate to thoughts, maybe you can spot them in others as well and see if we can kind of turn this inflexible pattern to be more flexible. Do I have to do that, or can I just leave it be and do more productive productive thoughts and dialogues? And because many times it can be very disruptive in a conversation, because worrying and rumination can take place while we're talking. For example, you're meeting a new person, and while we're talking and you're trying to listen to the conversation, at the same time you're thinking, oh, did he like what I said? Am I saying the right things? Did he look at somebody else? Is he getting disinterested? And then you're kind of worrying at the same time as you're talking. If you get aware of that and get, in the best case, a little bit rid of that, then you can be more present here and now in the conversation and get more out of it, hopefully.
You know who made...
Sort of stay in the moment.
Yes. You know who made a career, a famous actor and director and screenwriter who made a career of this type of neuroses was Woody Allen. Do you know who Woody Allen is?
Yes.
Okay. So he would be having conversations with people, and he would go off on tangents of things that he was worried about in the conversations. And, it almost scattered. He worried about everything. He was always worrying about, and he made a career out of playing that role. I don't know that he's really like that in his real life. But, I mean, what you say is really good, because most of us, if you suffer from metacognition, it means that your mind is always thinking and worrying about something and never really paying attention to the life around you. I would imagine that people who suffer from this, a severe case of metacognition, they must have very dissatisfying lives, and their lives must go very fast. They feel like they didn't get anything out of life.
Because I think that, metacognition is something we all have, but if you have a very fixed and set way of relating to it, if I have to worry, for example, I have to be prepared at everything, then it will be very straining, I believe. And especially like you said about Woody Allen, like the type he plays. And if you do that in every conversation, well, how are you going to, well, it's going to be very hard to remember. What did he say? And did you have a good time? Are you able to enjoy yourself in the conversation? Or are you mostly worried and thinking about something else? And where is your focus? Where is your attention? Is it inward on yourself and all your bad thoughts and behaviors and what you maybe said wrong? Or is it, outwards, on the other person, on your surrounding, what's happening around you? The music, the people, the smell of summer or something else, not the depressing thoughts about what you did wrong.
Yeah.
And what focus would most likely help you to be the person you would like to be and to have a good time in the present moment?
Yes, yes. Siri Alstead, thank you so much for taking time to be on the show today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Okay, so there you have it. Another great show completed. Thanks to Rob Regish for the first hour, for the Blueprint Power Hour. Of course, go to CoachRobRegish.com to learn more. Just one more day to get the discount on his new supplement, Progenidrex. It's available at Predator Nutrition. If you use the coupon code USA Rocks. Buy one, get another bottle half off. And then thank you to Siri Alstead for coming on and talking about metacognition and eating disorders. And even if you don't suffer from an eating disorder, if you're a chronic worrier, you're not enjoying your life. I'm sorry to say it. So it's something that you can change. And thank you for listening today, and we'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.
Dessert again with the new 100% natural